Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
Ben Brust back in the producer's booth with Alex Stroff.
You smell weird.
Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman in the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio. So here's the situation. The Badgers have not scored in 11 quarters. So how do we make this game interesting? Well, if the Badgers win, we can never say anything bad about Jesse Nelson ever again. For however many points the Badgers score, if they do score, we have to air the Doug Gottlieb interview that Stroff went to Green Bay to miss the show for.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
37 minutes too long is what he said.
That's not what I said.
And then we have four punishments for ourselves that we are going to draw right now. So I'm gonna have Stroff draw first.
Oh, he should get left with the scraps.
It doesn't matter. There's only four of us. They're all the same size ball in this little bin. Do you really want him to be last?
Brad?
I don't care.
Okay, whatever. Go ahead first, Stroofy.
All right, Stroff.
I'm most eager to see what Stroff gets.
Why? Because however many points they score, I hope you have... He needs to get the clothing layers or the running. That's what I'm
going to have to fast.
No, I want the plank for Stroff.
Well, yes, and if the Badgers score 0 points, we all have to fast from Monday morning until the end of the show.
Zero calories, only water for 0 points.
Better carbo load on Sunday night.
Yeah.
What do you got, Stroff?
Oh, no.
What is it?
10-second plank on camera
for
every UW punch.
That's a good one.
Damn it.
How's your plank?
That's bad because now
I don't want that one.
Kyle, you and I have the chance to have to do the mile.
Yeah,
we have to run.
Lord have mercy on my soul.
Line two, Stroff.
I'll be walking a lot of miles.
So wait, Ben, are you coming in here to do the remaining of the?
Yeah.
No, I think you should stay in here.
Yeah. How would I give you guys yours to pick?
Yeah.
No, you just pick for them.
No, they won't have that.
No, trust that. No.
All right. You guys want me to come back?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Someone's got to talk.
Oh, we'll talk.
You're a strange fella.
Which one?
I'm nervous about the mile.
Is that the one you want the least?
Yeah. Actually, the money to the NIL, I don't want either. I don't want to donate to this.
It'll only be like $10.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
That's great.
Yeah, money with Kyle, never good.
Yeah, I mean, I donated money last night. That's the only thing I want to donate
for. I think the best case scenario here is I get the plank, which I already got. Ben gets the mile. Kyle gets the money, and Brad gets the clothes.
Yeah, that's what I want
that's
least.
That's best case scenario.
I want the clothes least.
All right, here we go.
You really crumpled those up.
Yeah, then. I wanted to make them as equal as possible in size.
As uniform.
Come on, mile.
We're an additional layer of clothing for every point scored for the entire show.
Son of a gun!
Kyle's either mile or money.
Mile or money.
Do you want to decide your fate?
Yeah, make Kyle choose. Make him choose.
No, I don't even.
The thing is, if I get the money one and they score 3 points, and my name comes across contributing to NIL, Brad Nortman.
This is your way of boycotting as a former alum.
That's right. It'd be like an insult.
Buy yourself a Coke, kid.
Kyle.
I guess we're a Pepsi school.
Kyle's drawn.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Please have it be the mile. How would you even do that, Kyle? You just run around your neighborhood or...
I guess run.
Okay, and then Ben handed me the remainder.
What we got?
God, what is it? Damn, boy.
I crumpled this
you
up.
Crumpled this.
Kyle got the vial.
Yeah! So you have the donation?
I got the donations.
Oh, Brad Nortman donating
$3
to the NIL.
It would be like a slap in the face to the NIL.
All right, now, y'all hear about a black brother passed out in the middle of the street.
NIL.
It's cold.
So there
out.
It is. Here's the scenarios for the night game on Saturday. For every point the Badgers score, Stroff will have to do a plank in 10 seconds gets added. So 10 points, 100 seconds. 3 points scored, a field goal, 30-second plank on
camera.
You
know what's going to happen now? They're going to score like 30 points.
Yeah. Kyle's
going to have to run 15 miles. I'm going to have to plank for an entire segment.
This is going to be good for you, Kyle.
And when you
wedding's
say,
coming.
I mean, running is at my own pace, right?
Yeah, but you got to accomplish it. You got to
yeah,
get
I mean,
the.
I can do it on a treadmill too, can't I?
I have to wear an additional layer of. If 34 points, 34 layers of clothes.
You'd be a marshmallow man.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We're a parka.
If they score 0 points, does that mean you have to do the show naked?
Oh!
Why?
Zero layers
no,
of clothes.
Zero. Guys, we talked. Zero is just Monday morning. We wake up and we have to fast until 5 o'clock.
Right. I understand that. But
none of these, what we drew, matters.
What if they win?
What's on my schedule Monday?
If they win,
if they win, Jesse Nelson scores points.
All of these.
You do your punishment. These are all based off the Badgers scoring points. If there's 0 points, we fast. If they score points, we do our punishment. It's very simple, actually. I don't know why you're so confused.
No, I got a busy day. So, oh, no. Well, listen. No.
You agreed to this.
No, listen, the Badgers better score some damn point. We had Pato on Monday.
You have until...
Oh, that is brutal.
It is extremely brutal because we...
Because the food's so good.
Oh, no, no, think about how good the food will taste.
I know, but the problem is that I've basically, anytime I go on the Pato and I go to the beautiful sports book, I'm thinking about, ooh, I can't wait until they give me that menu.
Why don't we order food so it's sitting there for the last segment?
Oh.
And it'll be the best tasting food you'll ever have.
Ooh. Guys, it's not our Last Supper.
Have you ever fasted?
No.
Really?
Never.
It's great.
I skip lunch a lot though, and then I'm just cranky, and then I get over it.
I would say about.
So we're gonna if the Badgers
about
don't
this
score,
time is when it gets
we'll
hard.
Be so yeah. cranky.
Yeah, and we're gonna be peeing.
Who
a lot,
came
too.
Up with this idea?
It was you and TC.
Me and Tony Cartagena.
That's good.
800-990-3776. Let's go to the Carbless Talking Text Line. Ron and the Key. Go ahead.
Okay, really quick. First of all, if they don't score, it's good news for the GKB offices because I'm going to like DoorDash donuts there for you guys in the morning for you
guys
not to be able to eat. Because
well, lucky cool. for some of us, we're not and around. Then, Brad doesn't worry about the donuts in a way. And,
yeah, Brad, that doesn't.
Brad has definitely fasted before in his life,
what
if being honest.
Ben
especially when he came overweight to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Ben doesn't really eat anything in the
mornings.
Office. Yeah. That's me and Stro Fatties.
The office is this place where the other people go. Anyway, Ben, I'm impressed with gambling, basketball, and getting hit by a flashbang. You haven't somehow tied this all to you, yet all of those things are relatable to Ben Brown.
Wait, you got hit with a flashbang?
No, I play Call of Duty, and Ron goes way dorky. Again,
a virtual flashbang.
Started okay and then ended bad. With Ron and the kids.
You really haven't made the show about you outside of you wanting us to call you handsome.
No, you guys did that for 14 minutes.
Well,
about
you,
this nice
you,
black sweatshirt.
You could have had a stop.
You know,
you didn't try to transition
you did
at all.
Just sit back. You really
you
did.
Just gave up way easier than you normally do. Follow up question on that. Do you feel handsome?
I feel normal. I just want to make sure because you were asking questions. Do you understand what's going on for this Badger football?
Yeah,
game?
I don't like it, but yeah.
They
Why don't
zero,
you like
they
it?
They score 0 points. We fast. From Monday morning wake up
and
until 5 o'clock under the show.
And I don't get to promote Coaches Week.
What do you mean?
Oh, because if they don't score points, we don't have to run the Doug Gottlieb interview.
Oh.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for every point scored as well. We air strokes.
Oh, we gamble too easy.
Watch them score 4 touchdowns.
Are these only offensive touchdowns? What if they have a
we'll
pick 6?
We'll have to break up the segments.
What if it's like a pick 6?
Dude, points are points. They ain't getting no pick 6!
I mean,
they haven't scored 11 quarters.
Dude, I was looking at how bad this is. It's hard to find. Brad and I did some research.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a team that lost back-to-back-to-back games without scoring a single point.
I can only find like 3 teams in college football history.
Were they like major program teams?
Yeah, one was Virginia Tech.
What
in
year?
1977.
They got shut out 3 games in a row?
Virginia Tech went 28-0 from Bama. 30-0 by Kentucky and 14-0 from Auburn 3 weeks in a row. And then you have to go all the way back to Drexel in 1920 and Columbia in the 1800s.
See, look where we're at. Look where we're at as
this,
a program.
It can't happen. Ain't no way in the world.
Columbia.
I mean, they're basically there, guys. They're 11 quarters.
If we're that bad.
Those are 3 games. We're 11 quarters.
No. If they are that bad, somebody needs to send this stat to McIntosh and send it to Barry Alvarez. Matter of fact, make sure Jesse Nelson on Monday gets that so he can read that stat to Barry. And I want to hear Barry's reaction.
Ron and the Key doesn't understand about the Doug Gottlieb interview. If the Badgers score points, we have to play some of Strofe's interview from up in Green Bay.
We all have to suffer because of this.
Why do we all have to get punished? Because Strofe took time. Because apparently he asked some hard-hitting questions, and it's really, really good.
Must be heard.
So it's not punishment if it's amazing and he missed the show for it.
It's a really good interview. Quality stuff.
I mean, what else is he going to say?
Coach's Week coming soon.
Free Pizza Friday. Let's do it right now. Let's give away a Screaming Sicilian prize pack on a Friday for you right now. You never know what goodies are going to be inside it. And Palermo's always deliver. It's a frozen pizza Friday at the Brust household. And I say that not because it's going to be what we're having for dinner, but I know that I'll be sticking a Palermo's pizza in late night after the Badgers take on Oklahoma in the exhibition game.
You forgot who you were going to see tonight, huh?
No, I'm just trying to remember. They are if they're a partner.
He was looking in the mirror. He was like, "Wow, that guy was handsome."
Let's go with caught a reflection.
Caller 10-800-990-3776. You will win a Screaming Sicilian pizza prize pack. 800-990-3776. It's Free Pizza Friday here on Kyle, Brust, and Ortman. So go and call in and win yourself a wonderful prize and send yourself into the weekend happy, happy, happy. 800-990-3776. Caller 10, you're winning Frozen Pizza Friday.
This is Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
I put my card in, I pump. When it clicks, I pull it out, I put it away, and I move on with my life.
That's what she said. Thank you. Thanks so much, Ulti.
She pumps and moves on with her life.
Take it out, put it in, moves
that's
on.
That's what she
line.
Said.
Come on, Kyle. Keep up. That's Packers Hall of Famer. That was one of my better ones, and he's confused.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I feel like I'm at the place relationally with the Packers, you know, in a really good place, especially with Brian and the way our friendship and trust has grown. It would be a simple conversation. There's not going to be any weird, you know, standoff.
Aaron Rodgers back in the day was a content factory, and he also was an unbelievable football player for the Green Bay Packers. Kyle, Brust, and Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin as he takes on his former team on Sunday Night Football.
Can we talk about the fact that Strofe's mood is completely changed because of the fact that either he realizes come Monday he's doing a plank or he has to fast? I didn't realize this skinny kid really loved food that much.
It's not even the food. It's the sugar and drinks.
Oh,
Would you rather see them get shut out, Strofe, or, and that wouldn't be allowed either. I know that's zero
or
calories,
30
but
points.
Only water. Or yeah, 30 points.
Where you have to do a 300-second plank.
Well, I'm just trying to do math. That's 60, 120.
6 minutes.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's tough. He's going to be shaved.
I'm not making it. Didn't that lady just set the world record at like...
At the Princeton Club of New Berlin?
It was like several hours, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I could send you there to give you tips.
Fast or
I need her to coach me. Fast.
A 6 minute play.
If not 6 minutes straight, he has to. I mean, he'll fall.
You have to go as long as you can, and then
yeah,
we gotta,
and we'll deduct it every segment.
And it's on camera on YouTube.
I heard a rumor that I was sick on Monday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, I mean, you can do it on Tuesday.
I got ill after
before,
Mr. Relevant.
Before the show, when we came up with this idea of for every point the Badgers score, there's different punishments for each people. He's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm all in. Like, you know, like,
I am all in.
No, you're not. You're
just,
so concerned.
You just
I'm
did
upset.
A, you just did a pre-sickness.
I'm joking.
I don't know.
You thought about it. It crossed your mind.
No Canadian wildfire smokes this time.
I forgot about that. Oh, my gosh. The guy stayed out too late
crazy.
At Pottawatomie and blamed the smoky air.
I was very sick.
You were sick. You weren't sick enough to go gamble.
I wasn't sick then.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was sick Monday.
The
and
story
I was sick
continues.
Tuesday.
Yeah, it evolves.
I was sick. I was sick for like 3 weeks.
I don't think have any of us taken a sick day in a while. I know Brad. Got
not in a
sick
while. I went through the number one. I had the hand, foot, and mouth, and I had to do the show from
yeah.
the basement.
Oh, you had you were concussed
daughter,
too.
The concussion. Other than that, no.
Wow.
Been a while.
Not since the wildfires.
Good job, everybody. Stay
perfect attendance.
Sick one maybe last summer a sick day.
Yeah,
Brad, you somehow buried the lead today by saying this to me.
Yeah,
just out of the blue, asking, would MVP Rodgers win a Super Bowl with this Green Bay Packers team? And I'd love to pull that on Twitter at KBN ESPN, specifically 2020 Aaron Rodgers. was like elite, elite.
Yeah, I mean, I was
800-990-3776. Would MVP Aaron Rodgers win a Super Bowl with this year's Packers team?
Because I think about it, and my answer is yes, because it's the irony on it is so thick, and it's so beautiful, and it's so hilarious. He was clamoring all those years for a first-round wide receiver. He wanted defensive playmakers like Xavier McKinney and Micah Parsons on his team, because how many years were the offense so good, but the defense was porous, right? So they get bounced in the playoffs. Not only that, how long did the Green Bay Packers just patchwork running backs together? Like, I know he had Aaron Jones at the end, but you're talking about, you know, guys that were basically no-namers. Who was the running back even on the Super Bowl team?
James Starks.
James Starks and Brandon Jackson.
I mean, I met a guy named Brandon Jackson yesterday.
No kidding.
Not him.
Thank you for that drop-in.
So, cool, imagine, Kyle. That's awesome.
I wanted to tell him, man, you have a common name, but I didn't know if he would feel.
So I
ran into Michael Jordan, too.
You look at the Packers with a borderline Pro Bowler tight end in Tucker Kraft, a first-round wide receiver in Matthew Golden, a stud running back, and studs all across the defense. This, ironically, is the team that Rodgers was clamoring for all his career, and I think this team would win a Super Bowl with Rodgers at the MVP level.
Over to the KBN Sports Desk with a grumpy Alex Stroph.
I am a little grumpy, and I'm grumpier now because this just coming through from our friend Rob Domofsky. As of today at practice, rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden added to the injury report with a hip injury. He is officially questionable for Sunday Night Football.
Ooh. On a Friday?
That's not good.
What does that leave you? Dobbs?
A.B. Watson.
Isn't Wicks out too right now?
I heard Wicks might be out too.
It sounds like he's going to be out.
Ooh.
You're right. He has officially been ruled out.
Bo Melton willing to come back to the offensive side of the ball?
Didn't they put him on the offensive side of the ball last week?
Two weeks ago, yes.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter, 2.0.
1.0, he's the OG. Also questionable for this week, Anthony Belton, Warren Brinson, Brandon McManus.
He sounded like he's going
to
play.
Christian Watson and Devontae White.
Do we want Brandon McManus or do we want Lucas to...
Haversick.
Go with the guy that's proven it, right?
I mean,
Haversick's proven it.
Yes.
Guys, this is the same thing that everyone fell for when Narv Dog was good initially.
Yeah, right? Crown Narv Dog.
Narv Dog didn't hit a 61-yarder.
Would
for the Packers.
This team win a Super Bowl with an MVP Aaron Rodgers a quarterback?
Oh, that is the easiest question you can ever ask me. Hell yeah, they would. If Aaron Rodgers had this roster around him, he's definitely winning. I mean, you saw what he did when he had that caliber of a defensive difference maker like a Micah Parsons. Obviously, I mean, Clay Matthews wasn't as good as Micah Parsons does, but Clay Matthews was a huge difference maker. Then you talk about Charles Woodson. You talk about they had Nick Collins on that team. That team was loaded with really good, talented guys on the defensive line. The linebacking corps was probably the weakest link. They had great corners as well. And then you look at the offense, heck, for the Green Bay Packers right now, you said it, Brad, Tucker Kraft, but you're already talking about you had a phenomenal running back as well, a solid offensive line that can keep him upright and protect him. But defensively, the Green Bay Packers would support Aaron Rodgers too. So Aaron Rodgers for sure would have won a Super Bowl with this team. MVP Aaron Rodgers.
The other thing is, too, so you have MVP level Rodgers for production. But I'm thinking about like the leadership side of it, because part of me is like, oof, do you want 2020 Rodgers sort of leading this team? But you got Josh Jacobs, who's a stud and looked at as a leader, and you got Xavier McKinney as a leader. I mean, you've got bona fide dudes on either side of the ball that's kind of willing to offset whatever negativity Rodgers could have brought. And it's ironic that after all these years, right, it was an amazing play from Aaron Rodgers. Now is the roster that's
trading
basically
for
Super Bowl ready as could be.
First round wide receiver when they drafted Jordan Love.
I mean, it is wild.
I think they're going to draft a skill position player. Well, they did. It's just your replacement, bud.
And the thing about it is that if Jordan Love was to play at an MVP level, we could win the Super Bowl this year. That's what it comes
down
to.
He's played well, but I definitely think there's more that people are hoping
Aaron
to see.
Aaron Rodgers was playing out of his mind, right? Jordan Love is playing very well, but he is not playing out of his mind. Out of his mind is Josh Allen type play. Patrick Mahomes at his best type playing Lamar
Jackson. Patrick Mahomes has been, this season.
That boy back. So if he played at that level, the Green Bay Packers would absolutely be a Super Bowl contender.
Dave from Aaron chimes in. No, he wouldn't win a Super Bowl with this team because LaFleur would still be the coach.
Oh, wow.
Joey chimes in. Yes, absolutely. Best defense the Green and Gold have had in a long time. Rodgers would make these receivers' job easier. Run game would lighten the offensive load.
Mm. If anything, this whole
discussion. And we'll update you on the poll on Twitter at KBNESPN.
They'd be undefeated.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, they should be undefeated right now, if we're being honest with ourselves.
I mean, through 6-17 games.
Oh my God.
I'm not joking. He never had
a defense
like this.
So wait a minute. If the roster's that good, what does that say about Jordan Love? I mean MVP Rodgers is a different level.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're 4-1-1. So,
yeah, I mean, but to say to go, but we don't expect
right.
him to go
undefeated. He only has two interceptions.
Well, even MVP Rodgers, I mean, there's a you know, crack in the armor there.
Hardly.
I mean,
only in postseason.
So that's what's interesting is the only thing that gets me in this scenario is what made him so great in 20 and 21, which ultimately was the detriment at times, was the over targeting of Davante Adams, who would he like lock on to?
Force feed?
Yes. I guess Tucker Kraft, especially because he was able to make, as we've talked about pre-show, Robert Tonyan was like basically a pro bowler, had like 8 touchdowns as a tight end. Like, I don't know who he would lock on to or if he'd be happy to do the Matt LaFleur, let the offense, you know, just sort of develop and find the open guy.
That's the irony, right? There is no Davante Adams on this team. We've been clamoring for it, but nobody is so good that you have to force
him. I'm with Ryan, though, on the Carbless Talk and text line. I think Rodgers would realize that Golden needs the football more than Matt LaFleur is realizing and getting the football more.
He would feed. Listen, Matthew Golden with Aaron Rodgers on this football team would have so many more catches and so much more involvement in this office.
He would be. It would be.
Check. You know, like you over there, Mr. Zero, you're going to get the ball.
I do believe
Green 19! Green 19!
Look for the hot!
Green 19 hot! Green 19 hot!
I do believe that the evolution of Jordan Love, as we're talking about the legs, it will be to a certain point where he'll start just feeding somebody. Because at a certain point, you got to break. All right, Matt, I get what you're trying to do here, but we need to feed this guy. That's why I was so excited when he told Matt LaFleur, no, I want to go for, or Matt looked in his eyes, so he said, and said, hey, I want to go for it. We need that type of Jordan Love that demands I want to do things this way because I'm out on the field feeling the flow of the game.
What I look forward to is seeing all the action that happens this weekend, because as we've discussed, if the Badgers score 0 points, we are fasting Monday morning until 5 o'clock, and we'll be live at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel from 2 to 5. And if we have 0 calories in us, Strofe will provide absolutely nothing. We should actually make him come.
Oh yeah.
So
You should come to Pottawatomie
with
us.
Find a replacement. Otherwise, he'll just sit here and do nothing because we can't see him. But either way, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. You can go there for the World Series. They got that tonight. You have all the college football games in the world, NFL Sundays. They have all the sports on the amazing video wall with great food, drink specials. And speaking of the food, that's what would be the hardest for us on Monday if the Wisconsin team that we root for, kind of want to see them just get blown out so we can expedite this, get this guy out of here process. If they score 0 points, we're fasting. And that means we can't eat the great food until 5 o'clock at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. So head on over. It's a great time over at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and their amazing sports book.
Blue 58!
Green Bay props and preview next.
Green 19!
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Oh, wow. Is it north? Spread Eagle is way north. Way north.
Man, stop. You're doing the thing where you don't know what you're doing.
No, it is, though.
We don't know where up north is.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
We welcome you back to Kyle Brustin Nortman. We welcome you back to Kyle Brustin Nortman. Go ahead, Ben.
You're going to do, you better be not laughing next time. I thought this was going to be like...
We welcome you back. We welcome you back. Aaron Rodgers is under attack. It's Kyle Brustin Nortman on ESPN Wisconsin.
Strofe, I'm starting to think that guy that we played earlier who said that he sells drugs, I think you might be part of the clientele the way you're acting right now. That's your boy.
For those who missed it, this is Kyle Brustin Nortman, and somehow, some way, no, please play what Kyle was referencing. As earlier, we played somebody who was in a bust that got set free, and then he went to the news, and this is what he had to say.
When we asked Porter if he's ever sold drugs, he didn't hold back.
So you don't know of any drug selling?
Yeah, I sell weed.
But that's it.
So a little cocaine.
But says he isn't who the FBI is really after.
So you're innocent then, basically.
I mean, it more or less, like I'm small potatoes.
When we ask.
Ow. You can't make this up. This is like an SNL skit.
Truly incredible.
It doesn't seem real.
No, it doesn't.
Shout out to that reporter. Excellent reporting.
Excellent reporting.
There's no way.
Do you know anyone? Yeah, absolutely.
Did you know?
Absolutely. I know.
It's me.
It's me. I'm the guy.
I'm the dealer on the block.
This is my block. You're talking to the source.
You want some?
I got you.
It's really good stuff.
800-990-3776. Carbo's talking text line on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Let's hit the Green Bay props and preview.
I'm going to ask you to place a little wager for me.
Here comes Parsons and he gets home. Goes to the end zone. It is a one-handed grab by Matthew Gold.
Intercepted. Taken away by Xavier McKinney.
This is the Green Bay Props and Preview.
Ooh, that's my dog.
And Dog of the Game. Presented by Sit Mean Sit Dog Training in Waukesha. Schedule your free consultation today. Visit SitMeanSitWaukesha.com.
Green Bay Props and Preview. Dog of the Game time on KBN.
Good job to Brad Nortman, who had 2.5 sacks for Micah Parsons last week.
Yeah, how about
and then,
that?
Undershot it. Just like that, 3 sacks. So you were close, but definitely worthy of praise.
Oh, thank you. Woof, 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 woof.
All right, don't
woof,
do that.
Woof.
Okay, here we go.
That was really good, guys. I enjoyed that. Over, under, 6.5. Pre-game hugs for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, over. Over. Is this on TV?
Televised, yes. Televised pre-game hugs.
Under. They don't have enough time pre-game for that.
Oh, sure they do. It's on NBC.
You're right.
Sure they do.
Does this count in Football Night in America?
Yes.
With Football Night in America, that's a good line.
Oh, that's tricky.
Because you got former teammates, LaFleur, Love,
Goody.
Training team, Goody.
Equipment staff.
Yeah, I was thinking training staff, equipment staff.
I want Goody to come to the sideline after the game if the Packers are winning and then just to be on the sideline with the
like,
guys that walk
John Lynch does that a lot for the 49ers. I feel like I see him on the sideline a lot, like dapping guys up.
I want him on the sideline so Aaron has to avoid him.
That's a heady play for Goody because if he goes down
a power
there.
Move.
Like, and runs out there, like, they have to.
Cameras will see
cameras.
It. What does he do?
Do Goody and Rodgers
interact at all?
Yeah, I'd say no.
No, I don't think so. Like somebody, you just ignore them.
I got the under, actually. I think seven hugs on camera would be a lot.
But think about it. You got trainers that he worked with. You've got coaches he worked with. You've got players he played with.
But I don't doubt he's going to do them, but why would NBC just keep on showing hug after hug after hug?
Dude, it's
drum it up.
Sentimental, yeah. That's why they're on Sunday night.
How often do you think they'll... Oh, well, maybe this is going to be in the props and previews, so let me not tease it.
Oh, no, I actually have this one. So, I love that it's Sunday Night Football. Every week, Carrie Underwood sings the waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yes,
and
leave it to her.
The line after that changes every week.
Mm-hmm.
What are your predictions for the Carrie Underwood line about the Packers and the Steelers?
Ooh.
This is a great question by me.
Sunday night. Rodgers or Love, who's going to win the fight?
Well, I like that.
That's really good, man.
That was good. That's hard to top. I mean, what else?
Yeah, good luck, guys. Good luck.
Rodgers playing Packers doesn't seem right.
Oh!
Something like that, maybe?
Oh. All right, Kyle. Good poll, Brad. Way to go Thank second because you. You're leaving with less options.
Yeah, exactly. What rhymes with night?
Wait, what'd you say?
Rodgers playing Packers doesn't seem right.
That's not going to be it. That's not going to be it.
I know, but you're it's going
it's
second.
Just a
that
shot
was good.
In, after thinking
I, think,
about
I think you're wrong, too. I'll tell you the correct answer after Kyle goes.
Packers playing Rodgers, you know he's going to take an ayahuasca flight.
Oh.
Not bad. Not good, but not bad. They're not going to say that on national television, but like the attempt.
They're going to talk about ayahuasca.
Not Carrie Underwood's song.
Oh, yeah. The song. That's what I was
Strophe, what is it?
Waiting all day for Sunday night. Packers and the Steelers in a primetime fight.
That's good too.
That's
I mean,
it's
just
lazy,
basic.
But it's what they'll do.
Yeah, basic. Mm.
Or
they could just do it every week, though.
Or they could make like a Super Bowl rematch joke because that game was on NBC. No, it was on Fox. I lied.
I was thinking Steel City fight.
Ooh, Benny.
That's really good.
Are you not only is he handsome,
he's intelligent too.
He might be an NBC ghostwriter.
He's in his bag right now.
Carrie texts me every week for hers. I take care of it.
He did start playing with the Ditto's.
I bet your wife would love that.
Why you bring his wife into
it? Yeah, what? This is clearly a bit. It's a bit, Strofe.
He doesn't want Carrie. He has his.
I have my Carrie.
Oh, wow.
I just sounded like Kyle.
That was a very Kyle line.
I got my baby girl.
I mean, that takes some pride in that. What's wrong with sounding like a man that's in love?
Who sings more at the Brust household, Mr. or Mrs. Brust?
Oh, Mrs. The
really?
I would have put my money on
it. It used to be me, but I got two girls now.
Your sparkle's been dimmed.
Yeah. The baby likes to sing, too.
Sparkles.
She loves to dance.
Oh, okay.
She loves to dance. We play a lot of like Sigala.
I don't know.
Came here for the love.
Yeah, like all those songs. Yeah, she loves to dance.
Good for her.
What about you? Yeah, you like love to dance?
I did at my wedding.
I didn't have a chance to bring this up today. Tonight, I am helping my girlfriend coordinate a dance for her sister and future brother-in-law who get married in a couple weeks. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
What does this have to do with Green Bay props and previews?
I just wanted to tell you. That's what I'm saying. I
and
got
your
two
girlfriend tasked with that.
Because my girlfriend was a professional dancer.
A lot of them show up in the NBA.
That's a great point, and that's a very, very cool, but actually cool.
What type of professional dancer?
She was a stripper, Kyle. She
was a stripper. You said was?
Oh,
I said wasn't.
I heard was.
I heard love.
She worked for the Indiana Pacers.
That's super cool. Why is she eliciting?
Stop. Strofe is the guy that would fall in love with the dance.
Why is she eliciting your help at all? She's a pro.
Because she needs another body.
You can't.
Is she telling you what to do, or is receiving suggestions?
I hope she's fielding suggestions, because I will give her some.
Well, I feel like she's going to be a little bit too high level. Is she going to show him how to do a ballroom dance, or is she trying to have
him, I don't know.
Ballroom dance.
I don't know.
They're not doing that in the Indiana Pacer games.
Let's help Hodak Steve out here on Green Bay Props and Preview on the Carbless Talking Text Line. We'll get to the dog of the game. He's coming into Madison for a playoff football within an hour. Any other recommendations for a pregame drink?
It's in Madison?
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on where he's at.
Yeah,
he told us which restaurant he's going to.
Where in the city are you?
I don't know the one that he's going to. Do you, Strofe? Merchant?
I've heard of that one.
How does
I think it's right by the office. It's on the square.
On the square.
On the square. Ooh.
Yeah, so it's right next to.
Let me know if you're looking bougie or looking for divey. We need your style.
So it's right by that Walgreens.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Go to, like, the Great Danes right over there.
Yeah, basic. Come on, we can give them a little more flavor. But I do love the Great Dane as well. Let's get to the dog of the game.
I'm up from there.
Who you guys got for the talk of the game?
I'll jump in. Guys, Pittsburgh Steelers, second last in the NFL yards given up. Now, Jordan Love would be too easy. Tucker Kraft breakout game. I don't think they have any linebackers that are going to be able to match up with Tucker Kraft. So I think Tucker Kraft's going to go for, like, 95 yards, two tutties. 95 yards, two tutties.
Wow.
That's high
on five receptions.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yep. Big play. Big play Kraft.
Yeah. So for me, I got the jersey on today, and my dog of the day in the game is going to be no other than Jordan Love. Jordan Love is going to show his old sensei that he's the master now. He's the one in charge now. So Jordan Love is going
to
be
the captain now.
I love that movie. Dog of the game on Sunday night.
My dog of the game has got to be anybody on the defensive line not named Micah Parsons making an impact. I'll give it because Lucas Van Ness, a
pack of dogs.
This is hurting my throat.
A pack of dogs.
The whole pack of dogs not named Micah Parsons, because you know what they're going to do after watching what the Cardinals did, which was not
So here's
block
the thing.
Him well.
Here's the thing. LVN out.
Yes, that's
Devontae
what I'm
Wyatt,
saying.
Questionable.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like with all the somebody needs to do
Kingsley
something.
Kingsley Anagbare?
We need. I don't know. We need a pack of wolves. A wolf ran in front of my car one this week, and
a wolf.
A wolf.
Where?
A wolf.
What did you just say?
I'm driving my car, and hoo-hoo-hoo, I'm driving, and all of a sudden,
do wolves hoo-hoo-hoo? I thought they
were howl. I don't know what it was, but I saw something dart in front. I said, there ain't no dog. There's like a wolf. That's a wolf.
Where
I
were
wolf.
You, Kyle?
I was driving in the sticks.
Are you by where you reside?
Yeah, I was in the sticks where I was at.
Okay, let's keep those wolves up there. I don't want them to... Dang.
Yeah, Bruce and Bentley would be gone.
Boy, I was worried about the neighbors. I said, boy, there's a pack
what's the dog? Yeah. Is the dog gotten out and running away?
Name? No, no, no.
What's the dog's name?
Oh, I had to
Gary?
Remember.
It was really funny. It was
Sparky?
I would have to go back through the video. I don't know. They have
what was that
the
dog's name?
Under.
Come on, Kyle. They were yelling it like 10, 20 times.
Yeah, that was a year ago.
And you were looking out the window
Kyle
letting the dog
help
run away.
His neighbors hell, by the dog.
Hell no, I wouldn't help. Wouldn't help him today. Wouldn't help him tomorrow. Wouldn't help him last year. No.
What was business. That dang dog's name?
I don't know. It was like a human name.
Ask your baby girl. She would know.
Or find the video.
I'm going to find a video. I forgot.
Another
what
side
was.
Of the break. Dog's name.
Nah.
Stella.
Stanley?
It was something ridiculous. I don't know.
That is Green Bay Props and Preview with your dog of the game. Tune into the Green Bay Game Night post-game show. It's going to be a late one, but it's always good with Tausch, Homer, Gary Ellerson. They'll give you the true dog of the game in their opinion. And if you have a dog that doesn't always listen to you like Kyle's neighbor, well, they should probably go to Sit Mean Sit. You're going to have a happy, confident, and obedient dog. So they should go to the Milwaukee and Waukesha pages on sitmeansit.com and get that free consultation. And I'm with Cody here. I don't think Kyle saw a wolf.
Bro, it was a wolf.
He probably coyote? Saw like a husky dog or a coyote.
Oh, maybe a coyote. Are coyotes
how big
bigger?
Was it?
It has some size to it.
Wolves are huge.
When you say huge,
it was a coyote.
A dog?
Yeah. It was a coyote.
Okay,
as tall as this table?
Hell no.
Yeah, wolves are coyote.
Wolves are as tall as a table?
Wolves are big, man.
What?
Do we have wolves
okay, in northern Wisconsin?
It was probably a coyote. But that mug just darted in front of my car. I'm used to seeing deer, not coyotes.
Wow.
Coyotes will still eat dogs.
Yes.
Small dogs.
What's crazy is that coyotes can't be domesticated. Why is that? Why are they so aggressive?
We wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion next. And just like
this
Alex
is
Stroh,
Kyle
feral cat.
Rustin Nortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Okay, here's as far as I'm... all I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Greg Matzik.
Okay, KBN Nation, it's almost that time on a Friday evening where you kick the weekend off and you got to do it the right way. Because when you hear this sound, you know that's a ice-cold carbless. That's the only way to kick off the weekend in my books. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, just 100 calories per can and the perfect amount of carbonation, much less, no stomach upset here, but just the right amount to carry that flavor to your taste buds and quench that thirst. Whether it be Friday night, Saturday watching my alma mater, or watching the big game on Sunday evening, I'm always using a Carbless to accompany me as I enjoy the beautiful fall weather and the beautiful sports we have on. There's flavors for everybody. I got the classic cocktails in my fridge. I just picked up the margarita variety pack from Costco. And of course, the Tropical Bliss variety pack went to my grocery store, picked that up and put it in my cart. So I got a little bit of everything. No matter what the mood is, Carbliss has a flavor for you. So you get to enjoy a delicious, ready-to-drink cocktail with none of the guilt, all the flavor, and all the enjoyment. Carbliss makes every viewing experience that much better. Find your bliss with Carbliss.
So I've been doing a lot of thinking here. This is Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Now stay with me. It's not that much thinking, so it won't be
thought.
Too scary. So we put together our idea here to try and enjoy the Badger game in a way where there's something to engage with, as for every point score, there's a punishment for all of us. What I've realized is if they don't score, obviously we talked about how we'll be fasting on Monday morning until 5 p.m.
They're going to score!
Now, if they do score for the first time in 11 quarters and they lose 35-3, three is the worst. Because then I only have to wear three layers of clothing. Mm. The only funny one is Brad has to donate $3 to the NIL fund. Kyle only has to run a mile and a half.
No,
and then
Strofe
has to do a plank for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So the worst case scenario is that they only score 3 points. Break the streak, and we don't have any fun with these potential punishments.
Oh, hold on a minute.
That's a fair point.
The $3 donation to their NIL fund by an album,
I had said that's the only great one.
They would see the line item and be insulted.
No, but that's like best case scenario for his.
No, that's but there's a level of insulting nature to that donation.
I understand that, Brad, but like if they score 10 points, it's still insulting, but it's not as insulting as $3. Like ATM fees are more than that.
Actually, and it's kind of disrespectful because then they see your name come and they'll realize that, did he just give us $3?
Yeah. Did Brad Norton, who played 6 years in the National Football League, just give us
Can we turn it down?
Just think, it's a performance incentive. That's what it is.
It is.
You want more money? Play better. Score more points.
Think about that. Put up 50.
They might go more quarters without scoring than Brad would donate to their NIL fund.
Yeah. Brad is, the thing is that Brad, there is no incentive from Brad. Even if they start winning, Brad ain't finna open up them pocketbooks for that, are you?
No. No.
I ain't mad at you.
No. Well,
they're not.
Not under this situation.
Gonna start winning.
Remember when you guys joked about getting a tattoo if they won the national championship?
It's not a joke.
Well, it's a lifetime pack.
Yeah, I get it. It's a lifetime pack.
A Bucky Badger on the right or left cheek if they win a national championship.
Yep. That dream has never been further away, though.
No, never.
There's been some years where it's like,
it's kind of fun to, like, maybe go think about a drawing before, but now it's like,
I mean, when y'all made that bet.
Clean.
Yeah, you're going to be
What if the Badgers get a safety?
I'm just mentally preparing for the fast.
Yeah, I can tell you're stuck on that.
Yeah, that is fast.
Should I just eat as much as I can Sunday?
Well, no, that could backfire because what that's going to do is expand your stomach. So then Monday,
you'll be hungrier.
You're going to be hungry because your stomach will be expanded. And
I
hate it here. Wanting to take in more food.
I don't like you guys anymore.
It's true. To be very,
it's been good for you.
Very delicate with that Sunday evening.
Josh and Kenosha. Brad donating $3 is like Kyle donating 3 cents.
Very true.
Here's your $3.
I would make the argument that Brad donating $3 would be like Kyle donating $300.
Oh, good point. Oh, no, it's opposite. No. It's way opposite.
Yeah, you're
other
right.
way.
Yeah, right. I had that.
Yeah, why'd you try that? Jim, Matt, and Molly, I'm next in Madison. We're with you till 5 o'clock in 2 minutes on 94.5 ESPN and on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee.
And 14:30 ESPN Beaver Dam Extra Hour. Let's go, Dodge County. Grounded.